Dette karismakirken.
Everything we do here is centered around the Bible.
Alt vi gjør her er sentrert rundt Bibelen.
Our life is centered around Jesus.
Våre liv er sentrert rundt Jesus.
Our expectations is centered around people being developed for what God wants them to develop into.
Og vår forventning er sentrert rundt det som vi vil at mennesker skal få lov til å utvikle seg til å bli.
And we are most grateful to God for that.
Og vi er så takknemlige til Gud for det.
There's also a special people I want to always like to recognize.
Det er noen som jeg ønsker å gi spesiell oppmerksomhet.
I always love to lift these people before God each time I want to pray.
Ja, og jeg løfter disse menneskene opp for Herren hver gang jeg ber.
And these people are those who volunteer to walk one way or the other in this ministry.
Og det er alle de som velger å jobbe som frivillige sammen med andre i denne tjenesten.
They give their time.
De gir sin tid.
They give their resources.
De gir sine ressurser.
And my prayer is always that God will reward them.
Og min bønn er at Gud alltid vil belønne dem.
I always like to pray for those of us who gather here every meeting.
Jeg har lyst til å gi ære til alle de som kommer hele tiden hit til gudstjeneste.
Imagine if it's only two more than Jan Inge that are here.
Hvis det bare Jan Inge og Tormod som her.
Well, they will have a lot of empty spaces to speak to.
Så vil de jo ikke ha så mange å tale til.
Your presence, God will reward.
Det er ditt nærvær som Gud vil belønne.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's get the ball rolling. Do you have your Bible with you?
I'm har sure. Har du Bibelen med?
Whether it is in a book form like the way I used to do.
Hvis det er bokform, sånn som jeg pleide å ha det.
In the tablets, in your phones.
Eller om det er på iPad eller telefonene dine.
Just open with us right away.
Så bare kan du slå opp.
Open the book of Isaiah.
I Jesaja.
We are going to study from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40.
Jesaja kapittel 40.
Isaiah 40.
Jesaja 40.
We're going to read from verse 27 to 31.
Og vi skal lese fra 27 til vers 31.
I think we're going to read only in Norwegian.
Vi skal lese bare norsk, på norsk.
So that we can save some time.
Så sparer vi litt tid.
Do you have your Bible?
Har du Bibelen?
Tomod, is it you will read or me? I think you. Yeah, you read.
Da leser jeg.
Yeah.
Hvorfor tenker du, Jakob? Hvorfor sier du, Israel? Min vei er skjult for Herren. Min Gud bryr seg ikke om min rett. Vet du ikke? Har du ikke hørt det? Herren er den evige Gud som skapte jordens ender. Han blir ikke trett og ikke sliten. Ingen kan utforske hans forstand. Han gir den trette kraft, og den som ikke har krefter, gir han stor styrke. Gutter blir trette og slitne. Unge menn snubler og faller. Men de som venter på Herren får ny kraft. De løfter vingene som ørnen. De løper og blir ikke slitne. De går og blir ikke trette.
Halleluja. Amen. Before I will get deeper into this text,
før vi går inn i kjernen av denne teksten,
it might be good for us to understand the context at which God is speaking through Isaiah.
Så er det fint for oss å forstå konteksten som Jesaja taler disse ordene inn i.
At the time that God was speaking through Isaiah here,
og den tiden som Jesaja taler inn i her nå,
it was when the children of Israel and Judah were in captivity.
Og det var mens Israels barn var i fangenskap.
They were surrounded by the armies of Babylon.
De var omgitt av Babylons herrer.
Remember that these are the chosen people of God, the Israelites.
Husk på at dette er Guds utvalgte folk, Israel.
But they were surrounded by an army that is greater than them.
Men de var omgitt av en hær som var mektigere enn dem.
And they began to panic.
Og de begynte å få panikk.
They began to fear.
De begynte å frykte.
They began to complain.
De begynte å klage.
They felt God has forgotten them.
Det var som om Gud hadde glemt dem.
They felt God brought them out of Egypt and left them all alone.
De følte at Gud hadde tatt dem ut av Egypt, og så hadde han bare latt dem være igjen alene.
They began to look for power and sources of savior from other sources.
De begynte å søke etter makter og frelsere fra andre steder.
And they continued to complain.
Og de begynte å klage.
They say God has forgotten us.
De sa Gud har glemt oss.
We are surrounded by a great army.
Vi er omgitt av en stor hær.
But God began to speak through the prophet.
Men Gud begynte å tale gjennom profeten.
God say, have you forgotten that I am the God?
Og han sa, har dere glemt at jeg er Gud?
I am the one who made heaven and earth.
Jeg den som gjorde himmel og jord.
My understanding cannot be searched.
Jeg kan ikke forstås fullt ut.
My knowledge is superior.
Min kunskap overlegen.
My power is from beginning to the end.
Min kraft fra begynnelsen til enden.
He said even young ones can be tired.
Unge kan bli slitne.
But God does not get tired.
Men Gud blir ikke sliten.
So God continued to speak to the people.
Så han begynte å tale til folket.
And he kept it all in verse 41.
Og han samlet alt I vers 41.
In verse 31 he kept it up.
31.
He said those that wait upon me.
Men de som venter på meg.
They shall renew their strength.
De får ny kraft.
They will mount up with wings like eagles.
De løfter vingene som ørnen.
They will run and not be weary.
De løper og blir ikke slitne.
They will walk and not faint.
De går og blir ikke trette.
Those that wait upon me.
De som venter på meg.
And today we're going to be talking about on wings like eagles.
Og I dag vil jeg tale om som på vinger av ørnen.
With wings like eagles.
Med vinger som ørnen.
You see, God sometimes uses analogy to speak to us in the Bible.
Gud bruker ofte analogier for å snakke til oss I Bibelen.
And when he uses these analogies,
og når han bruker sånne bilder,
he always wants us to understand them.
Så vil han at vi skal forstå dem.
So that we understand the full meaning of the message he is trying to convey.
Så vi forstår den fulle meningen av det budskapet som han vil formidle.
Today God is using the analogy of an eagle.
Så I dag så bruker Gud analogien bildet av en ørn.
Before I proceed, I hope some of us or most of us know this wonderful bird called eagle.
Och för jag fortsätter så hoppas jag att vi vet lite om vad en örn är.
Do we know it? Do we know the bird?
Känner vi fuglen?
Yeah, if you don't know it then take time and go and watch some documentary.
Så hvis du ikke vet vad en örn är så se en dokumentar.
But I know it.
Men jag vet hur den
är. I've actually seen it in action.
Jag har sett den I aktion.
And I'm sure that you're not surprised that I know it. I am sure you're not surprised. You're not surprised that I know it.
Ja, du väl inte överraskad att jag vet vad det är.
So there must be reasons why God uses an eagle to speak to us.
Så det må vara en grund till att Gud brukar en örn för att snacka till oss.
Using an analogy of an eagle to speak to us.
Att han brukar en bild av en örn för att tala till oss.
The eagle is mentioned so many times in the Bible.
Örn nämns så många gånger I Bibeln.
More than 30 times in the Bible if you read from Genesis to Revelation.
Från första Mosebok till Uppenbarelsen mer än 30 gånger.
It means that the eagle have some unique features.
Så en örn har några speciella egenskaper.
And those unique features is what I want us to understand today.
Och det dessa unika egenskaper något det jag önskar att förmedla idag.
And how does they relate to our Christian walk with God?
Och hur är det sammanlignbart med det kristna livet vårt?
So we just have to get rolling straight away.
Så vi må bare gå på.
The first feature of an eagle,
det første ørnens egenskap nummer 1,
is that eagles operate at the very top.
Det at ørnen sitter på høydene.
If you see an eagle anywhere within this region,
hvis du ser en ørn hvor som helst I vår region,
the eagle does not live in the valley.
Så lever han ikke I dalen.
He does not live on a flat plain like we are living now.
Han lever ikke liksom på slettene sånn som vi gjør.
The eagle build their nest at the topmost part of the mountain.
En ørn han bygger sitt rede på toppen av fjellet.
If there is a tree on that mountain,
hvis det tre på det fjellet,
the eagle will go to the top of that tree.
Så vil han sette seg på bygge rede på toppen av det treet.
That is where they will build their nest.
Det der de bygger rede.
And they are also very smart when it comes to flying.
Och de är väldigt smarta när det kommer till det här att fly.
They fly very high at the top.
De flyr väldigt högt.
They only come down when they want to grab their food.
De kommer bara ner när de ska hämta maten sen.
And they have very big wings.
Och de har stora vingar.
Usually they don't flap their wings when they are flying.
Och de brukar inte att flaxa med vingarna när de flyr.
Most of the time they don't flap their wings when they fly.
De flaxar inte det mesta tiden de flyr.
The reason they do that,
varför de inte gör det,
is because they want to conserve energy.
Det fordi at de holder på energien sin.
So how do they fly then?
Så hvordan flyr de?
Most of the time they just wait at the mountain.
Det meste av tiden så bare venter de på toppen av fjellet.
They wait for this thermal wind that comes from the surface of the earth.
De venter på den der oppdriften av vinden som kommer nedenfra.
Very strong wind.
Veldig sterke vinder.
And they dive into this wing.
Og så stuper de inn I den
and
vinden.
And then they only spread their wings.
Og så bare løfter de vingene.
And then the wind carries them.
Og så det vingene som bærer dem.
That is why you see the eagles, they soar.
Derfor ser vi at ørnen svever.
With easy.
Lett.
Not much effort.
Ikke mye kraft.
So what does that mean to us as Christians?
Og hva betyr det for oss?
For we Christians.
For vi kristne.
Our wings is nothing but our faith.
Våre vinger, det vår tro.
The wind that carries the eagle.
Vinden som bærer ørnen.
It's like the Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånd.
All we need is to spread our wing of faith.
Det vi trenger å spre våre trosvinger.
All we need is to surrender to the yearning of the Holy Spirit.
Det vi trenger å overgi oss til det som den hellige ånd gjør.
And then he dictates our ways.
Og så bærer han oss på vingene.
He directs our actions.
Han gir retning til våre handlinger.
He directs our paths.
Han gir retning på vår vei.
Just like the eagle.
Akkurat som ørnen,
we spread our wings of faith.
Så sprer vi vingene, trosvingene.
We allow the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in us to move with us.
Og vi lar den hellige ånds kraft i oss bevege oss.
In the book of Zechariah chapter 4.
I Zakaria kapittel 4.
Chapter 4 verse 6.
Vers 6.
He says it is not by might.
Så sier han det ikke ved makt.
It is not by power.
Ikke ved kraft.
But by my spirit.
Men ved min ånd.
That is what the Bible says.
Det hva Bibelen sier.
So we operate by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Når vi opererer i den hellige ånds kraft.
And that is how we overcome every situation in life.
Og det slik vi seirer i hver situasjon i livet.
You know, it is one thing to say that I have faith.
En ting å si at vi har tro.
It is a different thing to have the faith put in operation.
Det en annen ting å ha tro som har handling.
We are in a real world.
Vi en virkelig verden.
And sometimes certain things happen that are beyond our personal control.
Og så skjer det ting som utenfor vår kontroll.
Things like loss of loved ones.
For eksempel at vi mister noen som vi glad I.
Things like health problems.
Ting som helseproblemer.
Things like loss of peace and calm.
At vi mister vår fred og ro.
We don't have control.
Vi har
We don't have absolute control over these things.
Vi har ikke absolut kontroll over disse tingene.
Also, even inside the church.
Og også innenfor kirken.
Sometimes we begin to think that the church is not doing what we think they should be doing.
Og så føler vi at kirken ikke gjør det som den skulle gjøre.
Sometimes we think that nobody is seeing what we are seeing, what we want the church to be doing.
Og så føler vi at ikke vi andre ser det vi ser om hva kirken skulle gjøre.
And we feel a bit unsettled.
Og så føler vi oss litt ukomfortable.
Ginnika and I, we visited a family just before Christmas.
Ginnika, min kone og jeg besøkte en familie før jul.
And I asked the lady of the house.
Og jeg spurte husfruen.
I said, we haven't seen you in church for a very long time.
Vi har ikke sett deg I kirken på lang tid.
And she reported straight away.
Og hun sa med en gang.
He said, the church did not ask of me.
De spør ikke etter meg.
Her faith was already rattled.
Hennes tro.
Her faith was already shaken.
Hennes tro var allerede rystet.
She felt that the church should be doing something more.
Hun følte at kirken skulle ha gjort noe mer.
She felt that the church should be doing something that she thinks the church should be doing.
Hun følte at kirken skulle gjøre noe som hun tenkte at kirken burde gjøre.
But the church is not doing that.
Men kirken gjorde ikke det.
And the only way she felt to protest was to stay at home.
Og det første protesten hennes var å bli hjemme.
And then her faith was going this way.
Og så gikk troen hennes nedover.
So things like this can happen in real life.
Så sånne ting kan skje.
Just like the people of Babylon, people of Israel.
Akkurat som Israels folk.
The people of Judah.
Judas folk.
They complained.
De klaget.
Their faith was shaken.
Deres tro var rystet.
They were in fear.
De var I frykt.
But as God said to them back then.
Men Gud sa til dem den gangen.
God is also saying to someone today.
Det sier Gud I dag.
He's saying, rely on me.
Han sier, hvil I meg.
Depend on my promises.
Vær avhengig, eller gjør deg avhengig av mine løfter.
Do not look elsewhere.
Se ikke andre steder.
Continue to make me your partner.
Fortsett å gjøre meg til din samarbeidspartner.
The Bible text that we read.
Bibelen sier det sånn som vi leste.
He said, those that wait upon the Lord.
De som venter på Herren.
Waiting upon the Lord in faith.
De som venter på Herren I tro.
Submitting to the yearnings of the Holy Spirit.
De som overgir seg til den hellige ånd.
And then we see ourselves soaring at the top.
Da ser vi oss sveve på toppene.
You know, the eagles, when as they spread their wings and fly.
Når ørnen sprer sine vinger og flyr.
Sometimes, as I said before, they fly very high up.
Så som jeg sa, så flyr de høyt.
And before they get to that top.
Og før de kommer til den toppen.
They have to overcome some turbulence.
Så må de overvinne turbulens.
They are not afraid of it.
Og de ikke redd for den.
Other birds tend to hide when there is turbulence.
De bare hviler I turbulensen.
But the eagle does not hide.
Men de gjemmer seg ikke fra den.
Just like the aeroplanes.
Akkurat som fly.
When the aeroplanes are taking off.
Når flyet letter.
They sometimes they have to overcome turbulence.
Så må de komme seg gjennom turbulensen.
And then they go to higher altitude.
Og da istedenfor for å gå gjennom så går de over den.
Where they now cruise with easy.
Og da cruiser de enkelt.
And mechanically at that height.
Och vi vet att på den höjden
they use less energy.
Så brukar de mindre energi.
They use less fuel.
Så brukar de mindre ansträngelse.
And because the eagles, as you know, they fly at the very top.
Och fördi att if örn flyr högst,
they have very wide vision. That's one of the qualities of the eagles.
Så har de också väldigt gott översyn.
They see things that other birds don't see.
De ser ting som andra fåglar inte ser.
When we overcome turbulence and operate at the top.
När vi går över turbulensen I våra liv och är på höjderna.
When we confront the storms of life and overcome them.
När vi konfronterar stormarna I livet och kommer över dem.
When we operate on the operations of the Holy Spirit in us.
När vi opererar utifrån den Helige Ande I oss.
When we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us.
När vi låter den Helige Ande virka genom oss.
We begin to see things the way God sees it.
Så börjar vi att se ting så som Gud ser dem.
From God's own perspective.
Ifrån Guds eget perspektiv.
No longer from our own perspective.
Icke från vårt perspektiv.
Certain verses of the Bible we begin to make deeper meaning to us.
Så dessa verser I Bibeln börjar att ge extra mening till oss.
Some certain life situations that happen to us we begin to have a deeper meaning into it.
Så när vi möter dessa olika situationer så får vi också en djupare mening och insikt I dem.
Because we are allowing the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to be at work in us.
För vi älskar det att den Helige Ande är till stede och I aktion I våra liv.
So let us continue to spread our wings of faith.
Så låt oss sprida våra vingar.
Let us continue to depend on the Holy Spirit.
Låt oss vara avhängiga av den Helige Ande.
And as we do that,
och när vi gör det,
we see ourselves soaring at the top like eagle.
Så ser vi att vi är på höjderna som örnen är.
With less effort.
Med mindre egna ansträngningar.
Another quality of the eagle.
Och med den kvaliteten till örnen
is that they have a lot of power.
Så är det att de har mycket kraft.
And they are very courageous.
Och de är väldigt modiga.
I was told that the eagle is one of the most powerful birds.
Och örnen är en av de mest kraftfulla fuglarna.
They dive into storms without fear.
De kan dyka in I stormar utan frukt.
They move with accuracy and speed.
De beger sig med väldigt precision och fart.
I said I have seen it in action before.
Och jag sa jag har sett dem I aktion.
I've seen an eagle go to pick a chicken from the surface of the earth.
Jag har sett hur de har plockat en kylling ifrån backen.
You need to see the speed.
Du måste se den farten.
It is with accuracy.
Det är med väldigt precision.
The eagles can as well pick fish at the surface of the sea.
De kan bara hämta fisk rätt ut av havet.
That is how powerful they are.
Och det är hur kraftfulla de är.
And why are they so powerful?
Och varför har de sån kraft?
Because God made them so.
För Gud skapade dem så.
They have very strong beaks. Their beaks are strongest of all the old birds.
De har de starkaste näbbarna.
They have very big wings.
De har stora vingar.
They have strong muscles.
De har starka muskler.
And this was only made possible by God.
Och det blev bara möjligt på grund av Gud.
In Psalm 139 verse 14.
I Psalm 39 vers 14.
In Psalm 139 verse 14.
Psalm 39 14.
The Bible says, it says, I will praise you.
Det står att vi prisar dig.
For I am wonderfully and fearfully made.
För jag är underfullt gjort.
God has created us with power.
Gud har utrustat oss med kraft.
He has given us all the power.
Han har gett oss all kraft.
But it's not just the physical power.
Men det är inte den fysiska kraften.
But the spiritual power that he's poured upon us.
Men den andliga kraften som är utöst på oss.
That is why the Bible says that as we wait upon him.
Det betyder att när vi väntar på ham,
our strength will be renewed like that of the eagle.
Så blir vår kraft förnyad sån som den blir I örnen.
Because we are fearfully made.
För vi är gjort med Guds frukt.
Because we are wonderfully made.
Vi är gjort på underfullt vis.
Because we are made in the image and likeness of God.
För vi är skapt I Guds bild.
No weapon formed against us will ever prosper.
Så sorry.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Så har han gjort det skick att allt ved oss kan förökas.
No challenge of life can ever overcome us.
Att det är ingen hindring I världen som kan övervinna oss.
As long as we have our total reliance on him.
När vi har vår fulla tillit till ham.
The eagle is also very courageous.
Örnen är också väldigt modig.
You know, it lives at the very top.
Den lever på höjden.
But it has one enemy.
Men den har en fiende.
And this enemy finds its way all the way to the top.
Och denna fienden kan följa ham helt till toppen.
The eagle this enemy gets to where the eagle lay their eggs.
Den fienden kommer där som örnen lägger äggen sina.
This enemy goes up there to go and eat up the eggs.
Den går helt upp dit för att spisa äggen.
And who is that enemy?
Och vilken fiende är det?
It is the snake.
Det är slangen.
The serpent.
Det är slangen.
That is the biggest enemy of the eagles.
Det är den största fienden till
it, it creeps all the way to go and look for the eagle's egg.
Den går helt till toppen för att hämta äggen.
But you know what?
Men vet du vad?
The eagle is not afraid of this enemy.
Men den örnen är inte rädd för den fienden.
The eagle is very courageous.
Den är väldigt modig.
It attacks this enemy.
Den bara attackerar den fienden.
With its strong beak.
Med sitt starka näbb.
He tried to tear the head of this snake.
Så prövar den att bita av huvudet på slangen.
He confronts this snake with the, with his strong beak.
Den konfronterar slangen med näbbet sitt.
Sometimes it will use its strong claws.
Och någon gång så brukar den de starka klorna sina.
It will pick the enemy.
Den vill ta fienden.
Fly very high up.
Och fly väldigt högt upp med den.
Drop it on the rock.
Och så slipper han den på steinen.
So that it dies.
Så den dör.
That is how the eagle confront the enemy.
Det är hur den örnen konfronterar fienden.
It does not run away.
Den flykter inte.
And what is the beak in our mouth?
Och vad är näbbet i vår mun?
As Christian eagles.
Som kristna örnar.
What is that beak in our mouth?
Vad är det näbbet i vår mun?
It is nothing but the word of God.
Det är inte något annat än Guds ord.
With the word of God in our mouth.
Med Guds ord i vår mun.
We can confront every challenge of life.
Så kan vi konfrontera alla ting i livet.
With the word of God in our mouth.
Med Guds ord i
munnen. We can overcome every difficulty that we face.
Så kan vi besegra alla ting vi möter av motgång.
Every storm of life.
Alla stormar i livet.
And as we are doing that,
och när vi gör det,
we can lift up these challenges.
Så kan vi lyfta alla dessa utmaningar.
And drop that challenge upon the rock.
Och kast slippa de utmaningarna på stenen.
Our rock is no other person but the rock of ages himself.
Och det är ju, och det vår klippa är ju den gamla dagen, Gud själv.
So as the eagle drop his enemies on top of the physical rock.
Så som örnen slipper sin fiende på de fysiska klipporna.
We lift our challenges.
Så lyfter vi våra motgångar.
And drop the challenge at the feet of the rock.
Och så slipper vi dem väg på klippen.
And our rock is not that person but Jesus Christ.
Och den klippen är ingen andra än Kristus Jesus.
That is what the Bible calls him.
Det är vad Bibeln kallar ham.
In Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
I Uppenbarelsen 12:11.
The Bible said that they overcome by the word of the word of God in their mouth.
Så står det att de segrat vid ordet de förkynte.
And through the blood in the power of Jesus Christ.
Och med kraften av lammets blod.
So let us be courageous, even more courageous than the eagle.
Så låt oss vara ännu mer modiga än det örnen är.
We speak the word of God to every challenge of life.
Vi snackar Guds ord mot alla livets utmaningar.
We present these challenges before the rock who takes care of every problems.
Och vi presenterar problemet för klippen, han som är.
And then we will continue to overcome.
Och så övervinner vi.
Another good feature of the eagle.
Och han är ju också en god fiskerörnen.
They walk operate with majesty.
Och de opererar i majestätisk.
And they operate
med
majesty.
Ja.
And they have dominion.
Och de har herredöme.
I was once told by my father that the eagle is the king of all the birds.
Jag blev en gång fortalt av min far att örnen är konge bland fåglarna.
And the mother eagle is the queen of all the birds.
Att
the mother eagle is ja, the queen.
Örnemor är drottningen av alla fåglarna.
But I don't know who made the eagle the king or the queen.
Jag vet inte vad som gjorde örnen till konge över drottningen.
Maybe all the birds gathered together.
Men kanske alla fåglarna kom samman.
And they had an election.
Och så hade de ett val.
And the eagle was elected.
Och så blev örnen vald.
Maybe that was how the eagle made the king.
Kanske det var så det var.
But usually we believe that the story our father tells us is always true.
Men du vet att när föräldrarna säger något sånt så är det alltid sant.
And I believe him.
Och jag tror han.
So but why do we think that the eagle is like the operates like majesty, operates in majesty?
Och varför är det slik att örnen opererar som konglig?
It is basically how the eagle operates.
Det är så han opererar.
It is the way it appears.
Det är den måten den framstår.
The eagle does not eat dead food.
Den örnen spiser inte död mat.
No, eagle only eats live food.
Den spiser bara levande mat.
Eagle eats chicken.
Den spiser kylling.
But if you keep a dead chicken here.
Men den uppbevarar inte kyllingen.
The eagle will not touch it.
Så vill inte den röra död kylling.
If you keep a dead fish.
Hvis det är död fisk.
The eagle will not eat it.
Så vill inte örnen spisa den.
The eagle hunts for live food.
Den går bara på jakt efter levande mat.
The eagle will kill the live food before he will eat.
Den vill hålla den i live för den spiser den.
And the word of God is life and power.
Och Guds ord är liv och kraft.
That is how the eagle eats. As Christian eagle, that is how we eat.
Det är slik vi spiser.
That is how we operate.
Det sånn vi opererer.
We are made king and queens.
Vi gjort til konger og dronninger.
Not by ourselves.
Ikke ved oss selv.
But our God in heaven has made us king and queens.
Men Gud I himmelen har gjort oss til dronninger og konger.
That is what the Bible says in 2 Peter.
Det det Peter sier andre Peters brev.
Sorry, in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
Første Peter 2:9.
He said God has made us king and priest to our God.
Han gjort oss til konger. For vår Gud.
So the ego did not make himself king.
Så ørnen gjorde seg ikke selv til konge.
Neither did we make ourselves king.
Vi heller ikke kaller oss ikke selv konger.
But the finished work on the cross of Calvary made us king and queens to our God.
Men det fullbrakte verket på Golgata gjorde oss til konger og dronninger.
And because we are made king and queens.
Og når vi skapt som konger og dronninger.
We have dominion.
Så har vi kongelighet og herredømme.
You remember when God created man in the book of Genesis?
Når Gud gjorde menneske I første Mosebok.
In Genesis chapter 1, if you read verse 26.
I vers kapittel 1, 56.
26.
26.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
26.
God gave us dominion.
Så ga han oss herredømme.
After he created man.
Efter att han hade skapat människa.
He gave man dominion.
Så gav han ham herredöme.
Dominion over everything that he created.
Över alla ting han hade skapat.
And Jesus Christ sealed our majesty with his blood.
Och han har
Jesus Christ sealed.
Jesus han beseglat denna kungligheten med sitt eget blod.
With his blood.
Med hans blod.
So that we therefore have dominion over sickness and diseases.
Och därför så har vi också herredöme över sjukdom och plager.
We have dominion over poverty because the Bible says that he wish that we be prosper as our soul prospers.
För han säger att vi har också herredöme över fattigdom för att han vill göra det slik att vår själ har framgång.
He give us dominion over evil forces because no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Och han har gett oss seger över alla våra fiender för intet vapen som smis mot dig skall ha framgång.
God gave us dominion over sorrow.
Han har gett oss herredöme över sorg.
Over sorrow.
Över sorg.
Because the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8.
För Bibeln säger I Nehemiah 8.
Nehemiah 8 verse 10.
Vers 10.
He said the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Att glädjen I Herren vår styrka.
Because we have joy of the Lord.
Fordi vi har glädjen I Herren.
We have dominion over sorrow.
Så har vi herredöme över sorg.
We also have dominion over sin.
Så har vi herredöme över synd.
We have dominion over every kind of sin.
Över alla typer synd.
Because Romans 6:14 says.
För Romarna 6:14 säger.
He says sin shall not have dominion over you.
Och synden skall inte längre härska över er.
Because you are no longer under the law.
För det inte längre under loven.
But under grace.
Men under nåden.
So if God is for us,
så hvis Gud for oss,
who can be against us?
Vem kan være imot oss?
We are made in the image and likeness of God.
Vi gjort I hans bilde.
We have dominion over every challenges of life.
Vi har herredöme over alle utfordringer I livet.
With the word of God in our mouth.
For Guds ord I vår munn.
With the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Gjennom den hellige ånds virksomhet I våre liv.
We will always overcome.
Så vil vi alltid seire.
The ego, another quality of the ego.
Og ørnen.
Is that they are always renewed.
De alltid fornyet.
The ego is always made new.
De blir alltid fornyet.
You know the feathers of the ego.
Du vet fjærene på ørnen.
They tend to pull out every year.
De har det slik at de napper dem hvert år.
The feathers of the ego, they are replenished every year.
De blir fjærene blir fornyet.
They fall out one after the other.
De faller av en etter en.
And as one falls out.
Och när en faller ut,
another one comes in.
Så det en annan som kommer ut.
You may not notice that the feathers of the eagles are being replaced.
Du har kanske inte tänkt att den förnyas på den måten.
Because they don't go out all at once.
För de går inte ut alla samtidigt.
As one goes out,
när en går ut,
another one grows from where that one fell out.
Så växer en ny fjärde ut från samma sted.
And then the eagle is always renewed.
Och då den hela tiden förnyad.
The eagle is always made young.
Den blir alltid gjort ung.
You can find it in documentaries.
Du kan finna det på I dokumentarer.
But you can also find it in the Bible.
Men du finner det också I Bibeln.
Open the book of Psalms.
Hvis du öppnar Psalmernas bok.
Open the book of Psalms.
Psalmerna.
Psalm 103.
103.
Psalm 103 verse 5.
Vers 5.
Are you there?
Är du där?
Yeah, you can read.
Han mätter ditt liv med det gode. Du blir ung igen som örnen.
God renews the strength of eagles every year.
Gud förnyar örnen vart år.
The same way he said that he renews our strength and our power every time.
Och på samma måte så förnyar han vår styrka och makt hela tiden.
It may not be physical renewal.
Det behöver inte nödvändigtvis bli kroppsligt förnyat.
But it doesn't matter how old you are.
Men det betyder inte hur gammal du är.
It doesn't matter whether you are young or old.
Om du är ung eller gammal.
Because we are made in the image and likeness of God.
Men fördi vi är gjort i Guds avbilde.
Because we walk in the dominion and power of God in at work in us.
Fördi att vi beveger oss i herredöme som är virksomt I oss.
Because we continue to imbibe the word of God into our lives.
Fördi att vi blir värna I Guds ord som är I våra liv.
We are renewed every day.
Så blir vi förnyet dag för dag.
We are made younger in the spirit.
Vi blir gjort yngre och unga I anden.
Our soul is made younger.
Vår själ blir ung.
Inside our head we are younger.
I vårt sinne så blir vi yngre.
We were just talking with someone before the service.
Och jag snackat med någon för gudstjänsten.
And she said that I'm old.
Hon sa jag är gammal.
She said I'm getting old.
Ja, jag börjar bli gammal.
Where she can be physically old.
Hon ja, gammal I ålder.
But because there's a power of the spirit inside her.
Men för att den helige ande är I henne.
She is being renewed like the eagles.
Så blir hon förnyad
som örnen. She is being made new like the eagles.
Så blir hon förnyad.
Praise team, you can come up now.
Lovsångsteamet kan komma upp.
So we continue to be renewed.
Så vi fortsätter att bli förnyade.
We continue to be empowered.
Vi fortsätter att bli styrket.
Through the power and presence of the spirit that is at work in us.
Genom andens verksamhet I oss.
But the whole truth is that we are in a real world.
Och hela sanningen är ju att vi är I världen.
We operate in a world full of challenges.
Vi opererar I en värld som är full av utmaningar.
There are some times when our happiness and peace is threatened.
Och det är tider hvor vår fred blir förstyrret.
There are times in our homes when we think that things are not going the way they should be going.
Och det är ting som sker I vårt hem som vi tänker att det här skulle inte ske.
Sometimes we may feel downhearted because of the path our children may be taking.
Och någon gånger så känner vi att vi blir liksom tatt av hvordan barna våra blir präget av ting.
This thing is happening in the real world.
Detta sker I den verkliga världen.
Even in your workplace.
Till och med på din arbetsplats.
Sometimes the joy is gone.
Så blir glädjen borta.
You only wake up in the morning to go to work.
Och du det blir ett ork att stå upp på morgonen.
Just to get paid.
Bara för liksom att få lön.
Just to survive.
Bara för att överleva.
Just to pay your bills.
Det är liksom bara för att du ska få betalt räkningarna dina.
The joy of going to that work is no longer there.
Men glädjen av att gå på det arbetet är inte längre där.
These things can happen because we're in the real world.
Dessa tingene kan ske fordi vi lever I en virkelig verden.
We still have our Adamic nature in us. We still have our Adam nature in us.
Vi har fortsatt den gamla Adams natur I oss.
It could be that sometimes we feel so bad, we feel so ashamed of our mistakes of the past.
Och vi kan vara så skamfulla för våra fel I vår fortid.
Some mistakes we made in the past continue to haunt us.
Och dessa fel I vår fortid kan jakta på oss nämligen.
We continue to regret why we did this, why we did that.
Och vi ångrar på varför vi gjorde det och varför vi gjorde det.
Why we said that and why we did not say that.
Och om vi säger det eller om vi inte säger det.
These things can be haunting.
Så kan det här jakta på oss.
Sometimes it could be that it is some of the people that we have hurt before.
Det kan vara människor som har sårat oss för.
Even when they have forgiven us.
Selv om de har tillgitt oss.
We still refuse to forgive ourselves.
Så har vi en tendens til å ikke tilgi oss selv.
So all these things can happen in real life.
Og alle disse tingene kan skje oss.
Because we are still in a real world.
Fordi vi lever I en virkelig verden.
But that's one message I want to pass across us today.
Men det som jag har prövat att förmedla till oss idag.
No matter what is unsettling you.
Uansett vad som inte är på plats I dig.
God has got a whole lot of experiences.
Så har Gud många erfarenheter.
Experience with the people who we are fearful.
Erfarenheter som är frykt folk som är fryktsamma.
God has experience with people who are discouraged.
Gud har mött människor som har varit nedtryckta.
God have experience with people who are disappointed.
Gud har erfaring med människor som är skuffade.
Elijah was once so depressed.
Och Elia var en gång så långt nere.
And all he wanted was to die.
Allt han önskade var att dö.
Moses also got depressed.
Moses var nedtryckt.
He was so disappointed with the rebellion of the children of Israel.
Han var så skuffet över hurdan Israels barn uppträdde.
Even the disciples, they were so discouraged, they disappointed when Jesus Christ was killed on the cross.
Själva disciplinerna var så nede når Jesus ble drept på korset.
Because they thought Jesus was the king coming to save them from the Roman Empire.
For de trodde jo at Jesus skulle redde dem fra den romerske undertrykkelsen.
So irrespective of the experiences that we are all facing.
Så uansett nivået på de utfordringene vi møter.
The Bible text we read today.
Så sier Bibelen I dag.
He said those that wait upon the Lord.
De som venter på Herren.
He will renew their strength.
De vil bli fornyet.
All we need is to just wait upon him.
De som venter på ham.
All we need is to focus upon him.
Vi trenger å fokusere på ham.
We spread up our wing of faith like the eagles.
Vi sprer våre trosvinger som ørnen.
We allow the presence and power of the Holy Spirit at work in us.
Vi lar den hellige ånds kraft virke I oss.
We yield to the power of the Spirit in us.
Vi gjør oss avhengige av den hellige ånds kraft I oss.
We should be even more courageous than the eagle.
Vi burde være mer frimodige enn ørnen.
We should not run away from life challenges.
Vi burde ikke bare løpe fra utfordringer I livet.
We confront it with the word of God in our mouth.
Vi konfronterer det med Guds ord I vår munn.
We present it to the rock of ages himself.
Og vi presenterer våre utfordringer til han som den gamle dagen, den klippen.
And we see ourselves soaring at the top like eagles.
Og vi ser oss selv sveve på toppene som ørn.
Thank you for listening and God bless you.
Takk for at du hørte på og Gud velsigne deg.
I will come back briefly just to give us a small challenge.
Jeg skal komme tilbake og gi en liten utfordring snart.
Let us have some praise and worship.
Men la oss tilbe Jesus først nå.
Amen. keep standing,
når vi står nå,
we have to think.
Så la oss tenke,
that waiting on man can be very hopeless.
At det å bare sette sin tillit til mennesket håpløst.
Waiting on difficult situations to get better can be weary.
At det å vente på at ting skal bli bedre kan være krevende.
But the Bible tells us it says those that wait upon God.
Men Bibelen sier at den som venter på Herren.
If there's one thing that you want to do today.
Hvis det en ting som du ønsker I dag.
If there's only one thing that you have to learn today.
Hvis det en ting som du vil ta med deg I dag.
It is to learn to study the word of God and have it in you.
Og så det å studere på hva det som Gud har lagt I deg.
Because with the word of God in our mouth.
For Guds ord I vår munn.
We can confront every challenge.
Kan vi konfrontere enhver utfordring.
You can start from today.
Du kan begynne I dag.
You can start from now.
Du kan starte nå.
If you can just remember.
Hvis du kan huske.
The last sentence in what we read today.
Den siste setningen var vi leste I dag.
Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
De som venter på Herren får ny kraft.
It can be so comforting.
De blir så styrket.
Let us learn how to wait upon him.
Så la oss vente på hvordan vi lærer å vente på ham.
Apostle Paul said that we are pressed on every side.
For Paulus han sier at vi blir presset på alle sider.
But we are not crushed.
Men vi ikke knust.
We are struck down.
Vi kan bli slått ned.
But we are not destroyed.
Men vi ikke utslått.
Challenges of life can press us from every nook and cranny.
Ting I livet kan presse oss fra alle sider.
But with God on our side.
Men med Gud på vår side.
With our wings of faith.
Så har vi troens vinger.
With the power of the Holy Spirit at work in us.
Kraften I den hellige ånd I virksomhet I oss.
Will we always overcome?
Så vil vi alltid overvinne.
Will we operate in majesty and dominion?
Vi vil regjere I herredømme og kraft.
And so God, we praise you this morning.
Så Herre, vi tilber deg denne formiddagen.
We glorify your holy name for your word that has come forth.
Vi gir deg ære for det ordet som forkynt.
You said you sent your word and you healed them.
Og du sa at du sender ditt ord og du helbreder dem.
May you heal every situation that needs healing this morning.
Og Herre, vi ber om at du skal helbrede enhver situasjon som trenger helbredelse I dag.
May you touch every families and homes.
Herre, at du berører hver familie, hvert hjem.
May you touch every conditions, Father.
Herre, at du kommer inn I hver situasjon.
Be it hurt.
Der hvor det smerte.
Be it at work.
Der hvor det hjemme eller I på arbeid.
At school.
På skole.
In our everyday life.
I vårt hverdagsliv.
In our society.
I vårt samfunn.
Father, visit every situation by your power.
Far, kom inn I hver situasjon med din kraft.
As we continue to look up unto you.
Når vi ser opp til deg.
As we continue to wait upon you.
Når vi venter på deg.
Renew our strength like that of eagle.
Så forny vår kraft som ørnen.
May we be replenished by the Herre, beyond that of an ego.
At vi kan få lov til å bli fylt, Herre.
So that at the end.
Så til slutt.
Will we have cause to glorify your holy name.
Så har vi en grunn til å gi deg ære og pris.
In Jesus name we pray.
I Jesu navn ber vi.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Tusen takk, Julius. Vi gir en ekstra takk.